This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
The whole country was outraged by the Kate Steinle verdict. We're now supposed to believe that her death was a tragic accident. However offensive that is, it does do one thing. It clarifies responsibility. The man who killed Kate Steinle was only able to do it because of a deliberate act of policy, the sanctuary city policy. Now, a lot of people have made that point in the last few days, but here on this show, we're going deeper. Policies don't write themselves. They're written by people. And here are those people, the individual politicians responsible for Kate Steinle's killer being in San Francisco the night that she was killed. First, Dianne Feinstein. You started this whole rotten thing when, as mayor, you declared San Francisco a city of refuge in 1985. That declaration was turned into law in 1989. And we're going to put on screen, right now, the names of the San Francisco supervisors who voted for it. You should be ashamed of what you did. But if there's one person above all that we should hold accountable for the Sanctuary City scandal, it's this man, former San Francisco Sheriff Ross Mercurimi. As a member of the San Francisco Board of Supervisors, he argued that local law enforcement should refuse to cooperate with federal immigration authorities. Then, he was elected sheriff in 2011 and set about implementing that extreme policy. In 2014, he sent out this disgusting tweet. I have the honor to say that I'm the first sheriff in the United States to say no to ICE. The honor. What a monster. It may interest you to know that this man, Mercurimi, who boasts about putting dangerous criminals on the street, was himself charged with domestic violence battery, child endangerment, and dissuading a witness, all while he was sheriff. Sheriff Mercurimi, you will go to your grave with the knowledge that your actions help send Kate Steinle to hers. One final point. This whole Sanctuary City scandal has gone on long enough. I don't understand why we have Jeff Sessions wittering on about withholding money as an incentive to get cities to cooperate with ICE. It is illegal for local law enforcement not to cooperate with ICE. People in this country are sick of the laws not being enforced. Jeff Sessions, the next mayor or sheriff or whoever it is who refuses to obey the law, don't just moan about it. Prosecute them. That is the next revolution we need.
Amazing. Steve Hilton, if you have not followed him, new to Fox, former director of strategy for David Cameron, who was the prime minister and leader of the Conservative Party in the United Kingdom from 2010 to 2016. And what Steve brings out, I don't know how you argue against that. And I'm glad that he went down and gave us the genesis from Feinstein all the way to the sheriff. As you recall, I was in California at the time and watching all this, and I'm going, this is a disaster. You know, nothing new. I mean, we've been warned about it and told that there would be a day when that which is good will be called bad, evil, good, good, evil. I mean, it's just it's insane that we've abandoned law. I mean, even this weekend, I had several conversations with people and, you know, talking whether it was immigration or any number of issues of items. And at the root of each one of the problems that we have here in this country, it's the abandonment of the law, of obeying the law. You know, what happened with Kate Steinle, you know, it's just, look at, we accommodated, and as we tweeted out, the night of the decision was, this is what not only California, the entire state, specifically in this case, San Francisco, how can you be safe? How can you, as a citizen of California, and to be there, feel any sense of security and safety because of what your local government is enforcing here? I'll tell you, we've got to get outside of the emotion and understand that laws are there for a reason, to protect us. And sadly, they did not protect Kate Steinle, or will it protect the next Kate Steinle? This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when, and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
What about you? And it's for you. We're willing to take it down to the mat if that's what it takes in order to pursue the truth, no matter where it leads. Welcome back. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Dr. Herb London joins us. Herb is the president of the London Center for Policy Research, foreign policy analyst, amongst other great benefits that he offers to us, we the people. Dr. Herb London, good to have you with us. How are you doing? Happy post-Thanksgiving.
Always.
Hey, a lot going on here. I want to talk particularly about North Korea, but before we do, I want to get your read on this McCullough deal. Donald Trump tweeted last night, Charles McCullough, the respected former Intel commission inspector general, said the public was misled on crooked Hillary's emails endangered national security. Why aren't our deep state authorities looking into this rigged and corrupt, the president says?
Well, I obviously heard the report, and it's a matter of great concern if you're looking at those emails and going back to that episode during the course of the campaign. You would have to arrive at the conclusion that these were SAPs, these were special access programs, and this should not have been on anyone's computer. And even if they were not marked, the fact of the matter is that has no relevance at all in deciding on culpability. Culpability is you do not possess emails of that kind. They should not be on your personal computer, period. Mm.
Yep, exactly. Well, and, you know, the players involved here, you know, James Comey's name is involved in this. I mean, here you've got somebody who is well respected. He sees what's on her computer and going, wait a minute, you know, you got a problem. This should not happen. So for, you know, what is seemed to be coming out loud and clear here is that, you know, she was arrogant. I mean, they've been warned. And just she wasn't going to play by the rules.
Well, there is no question there's a certain degree of arrogance. Not only arrogance, but there are. We cannot live in a society where there are one. There's one rule for one member of a political party and rules for others. There's got to be the same rules. And I think one of the reasons why Americans are so cynical about politics is precisely because they do believe that there are different rules for different people.
Mm-hmm. Well, and as anything, as we're finding out, again, when the Beltway's underbelly is opened up, there's an incredible amount of blowback. And this is what the former Intelligence Community Inspector General Charles McCullough faced. He says he suffered personal blowback over his pursuit of the email investigation.
Well, the thing that's so upsetting to me is that this, and I don't know him, he appears to be a man separating everything. And one, if you listen to him, and he's been on a couple of TV programs, you come away saying, you know, this is a person who is genuine, authentic, and there's no question that he was simply trying to tell the truth. He didn't have an agenda. He wasn't out there for political purposes. There were others who had a political agenda. He did not. Mm. All he was saying is, these are matters that involve national security of this country. We cannot jeopardize national security in order to entertain the convenience of any political figure, or for that matter, anyone else who's interested in simply obtaining national secrets. These are secrets deeply concerned with the very future of our ability to penetrate the enemy's channels of communication.
Herb, and my assessment of his statements was one that he went into this saying, you know, kind of like, are you aware? I mean, this is, you know, this shouldn't be the case. And it was, you know, he's being blamed for doing his job, basically.
Well, it's also very interesting, the cover-up that has occurred. You talked about Comey, but I mean, it's across the board. You are people who were saying, no, it's not of any great significance. This sort of thing has happened in the past. Well, it has not. It is entirely idiotic. There's nothing quite like it. And in fact, Mr. McCullough has pointed that out.
Yeah, I don't understand this.
Very different from any.
Right. No, it's okay. We're getting a little bit of interruption in your signal here. But the thing is that's disturbing about this is that, is the casualness. And I guess that's what you're saying as well, the casualness of James Comey and our intelligence agencies that, you know, they should have been all over this. And now all of a sudden, you know, here we are after the election. They're claiming some sort of self-righteousness over the possible collusion and interference of the Russians.
Well, that is a kind of self-serving view of politics in America. As I said, you know, one of the reasons why Americans are so cynical is because of conditions precisely like this. Mm-hmm. Why should there be one set of conditions, that is legal conditions, for Hillary Clinton? Different set for the rest of America. This is why I am very disappointed, as I believe to Hillary Clinton on this matter, on the process of Donald Trump, and certainly on the Iran.
Mm-hmm. Herb, I want to do something here. We're going to reconnect with you because you're coming in and out. And Scott, let's reconnect with Dr. London. And while you're doing that, again, I'll just summarize what's going on here before we talk about North Korea, because I want to make sure that we have a clear line on this. Donald Trump did, chime in on the email, Clinton email warning, and asking why aren't our deep state authorities looking at this? Well, you can't expect our deep state to do brain surgery on themselves, right, or anybody for that matter. This is they've been doing everything they can. It would seem obvious to us to cover this up. Really not interested in the truth and what has been compromised along the way. And now you have an inspector general, a watchdog, whose job is to keep an eye on these things. Puts a warning out to the Clinton campaign and to Hillary Clinton saying, hey, this is an issue. And he takes it to James Comey, and Comey just kind of shrugs and passes it on like it's no big thing. And then Herb, after all this is said and done, Comey comes up with this, this story, and that it was just, kind of reckless mishandling. It wasn't anything that was intentional. But based on what this watchdog is telling us, that seems to be clearly refuted, that it was intentional.
Well, not only was it intentional, but whether it's intentional or not, if you have SAPs on your personal computer, for whatever reason, even if it's just pure negligence, you have violated the law of the United States and you're seen as culpable. There's no refutation based on motive. It has nothing at all to do with motive. Whether, in fact, you had the best intentions in mind or the worst intentions in mind or no intentions in mind because you were just negligent, it does not make any difference. When you have SAPs in your possession, you are violating the code of the United States. Only 11 people in America can read SAPs. 11.
11.
And that was one of the reasons why, when the investigation occurred with Comey's attorneys, many of them could not read these classified documents.
So how do you adjudicate it when so few people can actually read it? You just have to take for granted this is an SAP, and this has got to be an inarguable violation.
That is exactly the point. It is an inarguable violation, and as a consequence, you pay the price for it. whether it is an indictment, whether it's a prison term, but you will pay for this because this is not a tolerable situation.
But like everything...
At any point.
Yeah, but like everything that is the Beltway, we just kick it down the road and then we wonder why, because we didn't take care of it then. The next time we deal with it, it's much more complicated and much more expensive on many levels. Dr. Herb London is with us. We're going to be talking North Korea and their recent missile blast. Stay with us right here on Bill Martinez Live.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning. Texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want to take advantage of a life-changing LASIK offer, pull over when you can, because a special opportunity is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the keyword CLEAR55 to 350350 to get the benefit of FDA-approved LASIK technology that gives the majority of patients 20/20 vision. For a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. When you text CLEAR55 to 350350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just a text away. Text CLEAR55 to 350350. That's CLEAR55 to 350350.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Bill Martinez live.
Ah, there it is. The holy grail of Christmas gifts, the Red Ryder 200-shot range model air rifle.
These letters have just now been delivered to Mr. Kringle by bona fide employees of the post office. I offer them as positive proof.
Three letters, Your Honor, are hardly positive proof. I understand the post office receives thousands of these letters every year.
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas!
business, George.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, now across the country, the president says, hey, at the White House, we're saying Merry Christmas. We haven't stopped saying Merry Christmas. It is Christmas with a capital C here at Bill Martinez Live, and we continue to celebrate. And I got to tell you, Herb, did you see the video of First Lady showing off all the direct decorations at the White House? I'll tell you, what a lovely First Lady, and what an outstanding job she did in dressing up the White House. It is absolutely magnificent.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more. It really is extraordinary, quite extraordinary.
Yeah, without a doubt.
Of her taste, and obviously a demonstration of her breeding.
Yeah, without a doubt, and her consideration of the traditions and history of our country. Boy, really, really well done. It gives you a sense of pride, at least for me anyway, for being an American. And here we are, well represented by the Trumps in the White House this Christmas season, 2017. I want to talk to you particularly about North Korea launching this ICBM. And it, the flight record, 50 minutes, General Mattis says it can reach any place in the world. And of course, we got South Korea firing back. What say you, Dr. Herb?
Well, one of the things that we now know, if you engage in extrapolation based on the altitude and distance of this recent ICBM test, every East Coast city in the United States is now vulnerable to attack. Keep in mind that in the intelligence reports written roughly 5 years ago, they said that North Korea would not have this capability till about 2025. One of the reasons why the so-called can was kicked down the road, I hate that metaphor, was because it was believed there's nothing to worry about now. We've got 10 years to worry about this. Well, now we know they've accelerated their program. They have this capability. Donald Trump can no longer say, you know what, we're just going to delay. Procrastination is not a policy. And the Trump administration is in the awful position of having to do something that its predecessors did not do.
Exactly. Well, and that's the old story. You pay me now or pay me later. Inevitably, whenever you pay later, it's much more complicated and much more expensive.
Exactly. Exactly.
And this is what we're faced with.
Precisely the position we are in. We've got to put as much pressure on the Chinese as possible because they have leverage. We do not have that kind of leverage. And whether it means freezing all assets in Asia through dollar-denominated funds or engaging in further sanctions, we've got to make it perfectly clear to the Chinese, you can make this happen. You can strangulate this nuclear program in North Korea if you choose to do so, and we are on top of you to do it, because if you do not, the consequences will be extraordinary.
Yeah, and at this point, Dr. London, you bring up a good point, and that is that we have to be all in. We have to be convicted of this strategy and convinced of this strategy. And by that, I mean not only the United States, but to your point, China and, dare I say, Russia as well.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, they've got to understand that what's at stake here is a war that would have extraordinary consequences for Asia, for the Chinese, for the Russians. Look, if the Chinese are intent on their Silk Road, this desire to have a kind of commercial band around the world and be the leader in commercial activity. And by the way, they are presently 115% more productive than the United States at the moment. So just imagine what they would be like in 2050, when they'll be have a GDP twice that of the United States. Can you imagine what this would mean? It would mean that China is obviously the dominant power in the world. If they want to see that occur, they cannot allow the North Koreans to be in the position where they will dictate policy to all of Asia. And so they've got a big stake in this, and we've got to make that absolutely clear to the Chinese.
Well, you know, and some people would say, all right, well, you're making way for China. That's only understanding what China's aim is. Meanwhile, you have an American aim of its own that says, look, we're not packing our bags here. If anything, now because of Donald Trump, he's saying, look, we're going to bring business back home here. It's America first. And we've got our third report on GDP, 3.3, Herb, that, all the pundits said, wait, that would never happen. Donald Trump would be lucky to realize a 3% GDP growth until the end of his first administration, if he was lucky, because, based on what had happened with the Obama administration, the new normal, and, they're willing to settle for that, is 1.8. And this is a problem. You get people in this government who are willing to settle, and thank God we've got a president who is a businessman and comes in with a business moxie and attitude of saying, look at why can't we do better than 3%? We're looking for 5-6% GDP growth.
I think you made an excellent point. I mean, since the Donald Trump has become president of the United States, the market has gone up by 35%. If we're looking at GDP, as you've quite rightly pointed out, it's about 3.2% now. If you get the tax bill passed, it'll be 4%, easily 4% in another few months. So we are talking about extraordinary growth. Keep in mind that when Ronald Reagan was president of the United States, the average GDP growth was 4%. One year he had 7%, which was the highest in about 50 years. So there is no doubt that potential exists. And I think Donald Trump understands that, and markets understand that even better than Donald Trump.
Yeah, and I think as you say, the markets understand that, and they appreciate the productivity level of our natural resources, which is we the people. I mean, we've always maintained that American strength as in its own own personage is a force to contend with. And, though China would want to move forward, America is very competitive at its very heart and soul, right?
Radio program, okay?
Okay. All right. I asked you a question. You were trying to deal with a phone call there, but no, I was just talking about the competitive nature of America.
America's the great strength of the United States, as well you pointed out in this question, is liberty. What makes the United States unique is our ability to sustain liberty. That liberty has allowed us to engage in rapid technological advances. The technological advances that have occurred in China and elsewhere have largely been stolen from the United States.
Right.
It's not as if these countries have come up with unique pharmaceutical products or unique software. It's all been in the United States and duplicated by other nations. So the United States maintains its edge because of this kind of liberty and innovation. If we lose that liberty, if we lose that innovation, we will lose our commercial edge as well. It's important for the United States to recognize the fact that we are in a very unique position. And when people think about the future of this globe, they look to that Statue of Liberty and see that light that just shines across the world and represents, I think, the source of emulation.
Mm-hmm.
People want to emulate the liberties that we are privileged to enjoy.
Exactly.
Americans often forget that. But that is the great strength of America. It's the great strength in our economy. It's the great strength in our politics. And it's the strength in our culture.
Well, Dr. London, you bring up a key point here that people need to understand, and that is, as originators of the idea, my experience has demonstrated time and again that he who is the originator of the idea not only has the ability to bring it to market, but also to develop it and strengthen it. There's just something that comes with that idea that is owned by that individual who comes up with it. And this is what America affords. You're exactly right. And, copying other people's ideas can get you so far, but it's there's nothing like being the original, and it always puts you in first place position. That has been my experience.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more. I feel exactly the same way.
Well, Dr. Herb London, foreign policy analyst, one final question here in about 20 seconds. Real quick answer. Can the world live with a nuclear North Korea?
I don't think so. I don't think we can live with a nuclear North Korea, and I think that steps will have to be taken to make sure that these tests obviously come to an end.
Without a doubt. Dr. Herb London, president of the London Center for Policy Research, author of the book Leading from Behind, the Obama Doctrine and the U.S. Retreat from International Affairs. Thank you, Dr. Herb. Appreciate you coming on.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
This beautiful child, a savior, a king, with love like the world's never seen. This beautiful, bright, shining star.
Your programs, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, very independent and in pursuit of what makes America great. And I say dare say America, but anybody on this planet, what makes you great? This is what it's all about. This is our passion, to bless you in such a way that, well, as our old friend Casey Kasem used to say, keep your feet on the ground and keep you reaching for the stars. I'll never forget that. What a great man, and a lot of memories rolled in there. Hey, we're going to go live to London here right now, and our next guest has an incredible story and background. His name is Sean Atwood, and we're going to get into his story in just a minute, but I want to bring him on here right now. And Sean, I know you know the United Kingdom is all abuzz with a pending royal wedding with the announcement of Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. And, you know, so people are quite the buzz there in the UK, huh?
Yeah, cheers from London. There's always something happening here. It's never a dull moment.
Yes, I know. That's what we appreciate about London. And, in fact, the last time that I visited, I'm way overdue to go back again. And so, you know, I haven't got my invite to the royal wedding yet, so maybe that'll be a good reason to come on over. But they did something last night, which I thought was really funny on Sunday Night Football, is they showed the quarterback for the Philadelphia Eagles Carson Wentz, and he looks like he could have been Carson Wentz and Harry, Prince Harry, could have been separated at birth. I mean, it is so starking the identity of the two, you know, a professional football player and a prince there. So yeah, so the people here in America enjoyed the comparison. It was amazing how close they look. So.
Well, I'll tell you what, Bill, if you can't get into that royal wedding, I'd be glad to take you out for a pint of beer at a local pub.
Hey, you're on. Something tells me it'd probably be more fun, frankly, but we'll definitely, you know, take you up on that. A little bit of Sean's background here, ladies and gentlemen. A former stock market gazillionaire, Arizona-based ecstasy distributor turned public speaker, author, activist, who's now banned from entering the United States for life. So I can go there. He just can't come here. His story was featured worldwide on National Geographic Channel as an episode of Locked Up Abroad called Raving Arizona. Random House published his life story as the English Sean Trilogy. Hard Time Second Edition was released a couple of years back. Documents his time in the Maricopa County Jail. So you were there under Sheriff Joe, right?
Oh, yes. It wasn't my brightest idea to break the law.
Yeah, I bet.
Aryan Brotherhood neo-Nazi gang were deciding who lives or dies, and even Sheriff Arpaio's guards were murdering mentally ill inmates.
Oh, wow. Crazy. So do you have selfies still of the pink jumpsuits they made you wear?
What I did was I ordered some correctional clothing online, and we did some shots to kind of reproduce that for publicity purposes for the book. Uh-huh. One prisoner did steal the actual shower sandals from the jail, and he mailed them to me because I go in schools now, and I speak to like 200 or 300 students at a time, and I'll have a couple of the students dress up in the black and white outfits, and they'll do a bit of reading for me. They'll describe some of the jail conditions that I experienced.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I imagine for them it's quite eye-opening because, you know, when you're young and impressionable, and certainly you would say here in our culture in America, the a lot of the what you might call the jail culture has, inculcated, the general media and general culture of this country.
Yeah, even the school kids are using American prison slang. And
yes.
They're getting it from the internet, and they're getting it from various shows on TV and places like Netflix. So I have to go in and de-glamorize this.
Yeah, this is the thing that happens, is that words do matter, and people are very reckless about it. I was raised in such a way, Sean, that words always mattered. It had an effect on your attitude, and as some motivational experts like Zig Ziglar would say, attitude reckons altitude. And, and I listened to those things, and it made sense for me. And to hear the kids today, I mean, we love this country that it is, you've got freedom of speech, but you have to understand what it is that you're talking about and what you're doing. If it's a constructive experiment or experience, then that's fine and good. But if it's just to be cool and you don't even realize how you're getting messed up. I mean, we have National Football League players that have said things that you go, wait a minute, I thought you were educated and you should know what you're representing with T-shirts and, socks or whatever. And it seems to be irrelevant because somehow cool trumps intelligence.
Well, when you're young, you've got money, you've got no common sense, you think you're invincible. And I was right there, and I just thought I was keeping the party going. I didn't see the harm I was causing society. But once I got into the jail, I saw the horror of what drug use led to. 90% of the prisoners shooting up heroin and crystal meth.
Wow.
Two-thirds hepatitis C, yellow jaundice skin, teeth rotting out, their livers getting eaten up. And, I was ashamed of putting people on that road. They put me off it. I knew I couldn't change my past, so I just resolved to go out and share my story.
Yeah, well, Sean, thank God you did. And what it sounds like to me, it's kind of like even today, some parents, will catch a child smoking or having, some hard liquor. And it's, oh, you want to do that? Fine. Let's bring the whole bottle out and let's put you right in the middle of it. For some, it works and it it teaches them a valuable lesson. For you, you got thrown in the deep end of the pole, like you said. out in everyday life, you're out there living life large, having fun. You think, okay, no harm, no foul. But then it's like, okay, well, let's open your eyes to the reality of what you were doing on the outside and the impact it had, and we'll put you right in the middle of it.
Yeah, not just the consequences of society as well. I tell the kids, you got to think about your loved ones. Mm-hmm. My mother had a nervous breakdown of my situation. My sister had counseling. You know, even to this day, when I go to my parents' house, like, I can still see the hurt and the pain on their faces that I've caused them. Mm. And that makes me sick to my stomach. I've got to live with that for the rest of my life.
Yeah. And how do you do that? Do you walk in the door almost apologizing right off the bat? Or, I mean, it's just like, that's got to be so difficult to carry, you know, to drag that kind of pain with you. I mean, because first of all, you've got to get to the point where you can forgive yourself and say, okay, look, I'm a lot smarter now. I was an idiot then. I made some mistakes and I've learned from that. And forgive yourself and your parents. I mean, for them, like, as you say, you look at your mom's face and you see the pain that is still with her. And I know that you would do just about anything to take that away from her.
Yeah, it's a slow process, I guess, of adjusting mentally to what you described. Mm-hmm. But I would say that it motivates me to not go back to drugs. It also motivates me to keep doing talks to the kids because they see the responses from them and they know that I'm making amends for my past.
Yeah. I mean, are they hearing what you're saying? I mean, you have been there, done it, bought the T-shirt. There's no BS here. I mean, what you've gone through. I mean, some of these kids might think, hey, it's still cool, I still do this. But they might say, well, Sean, you just didn't manage it very well. I'm smarter than you and I can manage the drug better than you. But that's where the lie begins, doesn't it?
Yeah, I speak at a range of schools. I mean, drugs are the great equalizer. They affect people from all walks of life. Mm-hmm. So I speak at some schools where the royal kids go to, and I speak at inner city schools where there's gang members. And these gang members look at me when I walk in, you know, like, who is this guy coming to talk to us about drugs? But once I get into the jail conditions, the kids are all on the edge of their seats. And the teachers in these schools tell me that the kids who stay behind asking me the most questions at the end are the hardest to reach students.
Wow. Wow. Well, that's got to be a bit rewarding in terms of the process, the healing process that you're going through, is that you're taking your experience and sharing it with them, and it is connecting with them, because it's almost like here in the United States we had a program called Scared Straight, where they would take these kids that were all that in a bag of chips out in the street, and they would take them, to the jail, and boy, their eyes would be wide open real quick, and quite shocking for them. Sean Atwood is our guest, and we're talking about his story, what facing 200 years in prison and reading 1,000 books taught him about happiness.
Rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assisted programs, and save you money. Plus, call right now and get a free report on how to avoid costly Medicare mistakes. Call now.
855-301-5506. 855-301-5506. 855-301-5506. That's 855-301-5506.
When did your light bulb go off? We're talking about that idea you have for a new product or app. Listen, if you want to make your idea a priority, but you don't know how to get it off the ground, you call Davison, the one company with over 25 years experience and exclusive process that turns ideas into products and apps that are found in retail stores and online. Our team has helped tens of thousands of people, just like you. Call now and ask for our free idea starter guide. We'll show you how to securely get started and protect your idea. Whether you have a patent or not, our process will get your idea ready to get in front of a corporation. Don't let your light bulb of an idea go out. Call Davison now for your free idea starter guide. Davison charges fees for services. 800-211-8392. 800-211-8392. 800-211-8392. Again, that's 800-211-8392.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump Dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Protect your family this holiday season with affordable leather ID Stronghold wallets and purses. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. That's coupon code PRESENT, also available at Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, or QVC. IDStronghold.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
Angels we have heard on high, sweetly singing o'er the plain, and the mountains in
your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, it's all about you and for you, because that's what matters, right? 14 minutes before the top of the hour, America. Bill Martinez here with you. Sean Atwood is with us live from London. Former stock market millionaire, Arizona-based ecstasy distributor turned public speaker. His story is most incredible, and we appreciate him coming on to share it with us. He grew up in the United Kingdom. An intense interest in economic stocks and trading was a natural for you back then, wasn't it, Sean?
Yeah, I started following the stock market when I was 14. Only about six of us chose to study economics in our high school, and the teacher started giving me lessons of my own, explaining how the Financial Times works and all the numbers and all what it all meant. 16, I tried to raise some money to invest, but my parents wouldn't give it me. So I went to my nan. She gave me £50, which is probably worth about $100 back then. Mm-hmm. And it doubled when I put it into British Telecom stock, and I was hooked. And I went down the library, ordered dozens of books on the subject. I'm telling all my friends in my little northern town, go to America, make a million, fly you guys over. And that's what I eventually did.
Uh-huh. Now, along the way, with your success that you're enjoying, very modestly at first, but success nonetheless, you get involved with the UK rave scene, right?
The rave scene began when I was at university in this country.
Oh, it was? Okay. Not in the United Kingdom.
News headlines every weekend. Young people break into warehouses, airplane hangars. Mm-hmm. And I was watching it, and then I went to one. And it had such an impact on me, I decided to transfer that scene over to Arizona when I had enough money. But I got greedy. There was no ecstasy out there. I started to have people fly ecstasy out from Holland. Mm. And that's when I just started to get deeper into criminal activity.
Right. So so when you come to America and you start seeing, well, there's gold in terms of ecstasy available that's translating, there is a high demand for it, and it was an easy way to make a lot of money.
Not just getting addicted to money either, I was addicted to the attention. Can you imagine, I went from being a shy student in the UK to coming over to America and throwing rave parties for up to 10,000 people at a time. Mm-hmm. Got superstar DJs, got my own bouncers running around. The attention, my ego was as big as the Grand Canyon back then.
Yeah.
And for an emotionally mature person in their 20s, you know, all that attention just, it's more addictive than the drugs, basically.
Well, here you are. I mean, you're the perfect candidate. You're the Simon Cowell, basically, of almost the rave scene. You've got the accents and, you know, all the mystery that goes along with it. And so here it is. Now you start building yourself up a business, as you say, and you've got bodyguards. So you've assimilated to the image and adapted to it, the image building aspect. That, you know, it was pretty much a similar format and model that a lot of people here in the United States use.
Well, America was good to me, and I pushed it to its limit. And as the business got bigger, the illegal drugs business, I started to bump heads with some serious characters.
Wow.
And Sammy the Bull Gravano, underboss of the Gambino crime family, was my competitor in the ecstasy market. Oh. And when I met his son years later in prison, he said he'd been dispatched one night to kidnap me from a nightclub and take me out to the desert. And, and the only reason they hadn't done that is because we just left the club before they got there. So the drugs was telling me, you're the man, you're Mr. Cool Guy. But actually, it put a cloud in my head that had scrambled my decision-making processes that I didn't know was there. And when I sobered up in the jail after 10 years of drug use and looked back on situations like that with Sammy the Bull, I was wondering how on earth I was still alive.
Exactly. Well, I got to imagine that here it is. You finally, your eyes are opened up to really consider the reality, just as you say, with Sammy the Bull. And probably other people as well. I mean, you've put yourself in the crosshairs, and meanwhile you're thinking you're all that in a bag of chips.
Yeah, exactly. I had an alliance with the New Mexican Mafia back then. They were protecting me. Mm-hmm. And I didn't even properly know who they were at the time either, until I saw on the news years later that they were all got arrested, SWAT team raided for murder for hire, and all kinds of things. So I thought of this character like out of Breaking Bad or something, because the drugs were telling me this.
Right.
But you know, the sad thing is some of my friends kept doing drugs after we were all got arrested. Mm. And every year or so, I get a message from America saying another one of them has died.
Yeah. Well, that's and that's got to be heartbreaking, because as you say, you kind of went into this, you know, for the, you know, kind of the fun of it, thinking no harm, no foul. And it took you going to jail to realize, yes, there is harm, there is foul. And unfortunately, the consequences of those decisions are still being played out this day. And and you sound to me like someone who is very connected, you know, to your friend, Sean, that, you know, this bothers you.
Yeah, absolutely. It really is. You know, when you go through intense things with people, you really bond with them.
Yeah.
And you have those intense memories together for the rest of your life. Yeah. But the sad thing, another sad thing was, you know, I'm kind of the poster child for Arizona incarceration, but I think I'm an anomaly because of my good education and family support, and people sent me all these books from around the world. Mm. What I actually saw happening in there was most arrests back then were for low-level drug use. You know, I saw black kids, Mexican kids getting thrown in there for weed, get 2 to 5 years.
Mm.
And they join these gangs. They get neo-Nazi tattoos if they're in the white gang. They make their criminal connections in prison. Mm. And by the time they get out, they are full-on criminals. Nearly everybody I saw who got released just come right back.
Yeah, but for another or even a bigger offense, because now it's gang related, and we know what that leads to. It's all, you know, it's not necessarily being a respecter of life. It's about the gang and whatever the gang says and does. You mentioned in your story that you had a roommate who used to do home invasions and break kneecaps just for fun.
Yeah, after 26 months of fighting my case, I was sentenced to 9.5 years. And as a first-time non-violent drug offender, I only just served just under 6.
Mm.
There came a point where I got moved over to a new prison, and I didn't know anybody there. And the guard put me in with a serial home invader torturer. Mm. This guy was breaking into people's houses and taking ball-peen hammers to their kneecaps.
Mm.
His welcoming statement to me, night I move in, I've got a padlock in a sock. I can smash your brains in while you sleep. I can kill you whenever I want. Now, the two things you look forward to the most in prison are your visits and your mail. and he knew my family was flying 5,000 miles to visit me for Christmas. Mm-hmm. So he got his friend, this huge biker gang member, to attack me just when I'm walking to the visit with my mum and dad. I had no idea this had been planned. I'm just going along as happy as can be. Mm-hmm. Big guy sneaks up behind me in the crowded corridor and then just, bam, starts kidney punching me. Mm. Now, you've got no choice but to hit back, because if you don't hit back, you're a punk.
Right.
And if you're a punk, you're going to spend the rest of your time in prison performing sexual services and cleaning people's toilets.
Right.
But if you do hit back and the guards see it, you're arrested,
exactly.
Sent to a prison within prison called lockdown. Mm. You lose all your privileges, including your visits, and they can even add more time onto your sentence. So I did hit back, and it didn't end up very well for me. This guy smashed me up. He was trained in kickboxing as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to the visit. My mum was asking what's wrong, and I couldn't say because she already had this nervous breakdown.
Right, exactly.
When I got
so back, you were able to still go manage the visit after being beat up like that?
Yeah, I had to. You got no choice. Prison, yeah. It's like being in a video game. You're surrounded by ever-present danger, and you've just got to get through it somehow.
Yeah.
My mom could see I was all shook up. I tried to hold it in. There was nothing physical on my face.
Mm.
It smashed my back up real good, my kidneys.
Mm.
So that was hurting for the rest of the week. And when I got back to my cell, my cellmate, he's threatening me with the padlock in the sock. And I got so scared. It was the only time I had the British Embassy contact the prison and get me moved out of that cell. And they had to do it in a way that didn't get him in trouble, because if I said anything about him that would have got him in trouble, that would have made me a snitch.
Exactly.
And the gang rule is KOS, kill on sight for snitches. Everybody would want to kill me.
Mm. Wow. So the rest of the time you're spending there, meanwhile, it sounds to me that your background was such that you were a voracious reader. You loved to read. And in your story, you talk about the thousands of books that taught you about happiness. In this last minute and a half that we have together, Sean, tell us about that.
You want me to condense some philosophy down to a minute and a half?
Yeah, I know. You know, hey, look at this is America. You know, I tell people all the time we're the only culture that stands in front of a microwave and says hurry up. I could have you. Actually, what we probably need to do this justice is have you back. I didn't realize that. Your story, as I was reading, I said, wow, this is cool. We'll be able to do this in two segments, and I'm going to have to tell my producer, look, we need a full hour to hear this story and really get into it at depth. So we'll just tease the folks now, okay? We'll just tease them about your philosophy.
Yeah. Before I got arrested, my behavior was selfish, narcissistic, hedonistic, just caring about getting high, getting all my friends high. Once I got in the jail, I was still wild, but in the second year, they told me I was facing a maximum 200-year sentence.
Oh, wow.
When you're facing 200 years, you think you're never going to get your life back, and it pushes you to the brink of suicidal insanity.
Mm.
But once you get sentenced, then it took me another year to get sentenced to 9.5 years. It was on the happiest days of my life.
Yeah.
And I knew I was going to get my life back. But also, it crushed that material being out of me, because when you're facing 200 years, your million-dollar house on the mountain doesn't matter. Your
right.
plasma screen TV, who cares? Your sports car, your SUV, your pool table. All you want to do is be able to get your freedom back,
mm-hmm.
and you then appreciate the small things, which causes you not to go looking for trouble in
exactly.
all the wrong places.
Well, Sean, we're going to have to leave it there, but I promise we need to have you back, and the story will continue. Sean Atwood from Bill Martinez Live.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035. Water is